This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Bram.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. In a few minutes, I'll take a walk with novelist Rick Marinick, former cop and a former South Boston mobster.
First, we go to Iraq. At least 68 people are dead after a pair of bombs went off in a crowded Baghdad shopping district. Authorities blame al-Qaeda for the attack. It also injured 120 people.
For citizens across Iraq, the bombings were especially traumatic because they happened in Qarata, a place the government had held up as a model of security in the capital. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Most any evening in Baghdad, this is what Qarata District sounds like. With its art galleries and clothing stores, juice bars and cafes, Qarata was supposed to be the one place people in Baghdad could go in relative safety. The government pointed to it as an example of what the new Iraq could become. Qarata was where Sunni, Shia, Christian, and Kurd could all come together. One Iraqi told me that Qarata reminded him of a time when there was no sectarian violence in Iraq, when Iraqis were Iraqi first. The government has gone to great lengths to turn Qarata into a refuge of sorts. They have roadblocks set up and checkpoints. Soldiers patrol the area. It has the patina of safety. Last night's bombings shattered all that. Wafa Mohammed was just a short distance from where the suicide bomber detonated his vest. She started weeping as soon as she was asked what happened.
There was a mother with a baby in her arms. The explosion went off and the baby flew in the air and never came down again. Another woman was walking with a girl who was using her mobile phone. They flew up and then were gone. Now we are out collecting small pieces of flesh to bury.
Hours after the blast, shopkeepers were sweeping up broken glass. Metal and plywood stalls were frozen in odd, charred shapes. There were pools of blood still on the sidewalk. The blast was so powerful, it shattered windows on both sides of the street. A clothing store called Lady's Palace had its windows blown out, but the clothes inside were strangely untouched. From the street, you could see a rack of polyester pants still hanging in uniform rows. When we spoke to people milling around the sidewalks this morning, they said the attack was proof that the Iraqi government is unable to protect them. If this could happen in Qarata, this high-visibility haven, they said, it could happen anywhere. Ala al-Hafid lived around the corner, and he had a typical view of the bombings.
Regular people do not feel safe in their houses and streets while traveling, even unsafe going to work. As far as I'm concerned, the checkpoints are only a decoration, nothing more. We are seeing the situation getting from bad to worse.
Indeed, when we went through the checkpoints, our car wasn't searched. We flashed passes that well could have been fake and were waved on through. Had we been carrying explosives into the district, two Iraqi men and a woman in an abaya, we would have had little trouble smuggling them in. This is the point the Iraqis are trying to make. Again, Wafa Mohammed.
Where are the Americans? Where are the Iraqis? Why won't they come together to investigate all these problems?
Jawad Zaki owns a shop nearby, just steps from the attack.
If Qarata is what the government calls a secured area, why do explosions take place? Where's the security? The checkpoints and patrols are useless.
Residents had a list of things the government could do to prevent this kind of attack from happening again. Many of the houses in the district are abandoned, they said. Insurgents use those houses to stockpile IEDs, like the one that went off last night. The police don't follow up on people who move into the neighborhood. They could be suicide bombers for all they know. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki condemned the attack, saying the crime showed the hatred the terrorists felt toward the Iraqi people. Zaki said the government can't shift the blame to the terrorists.
The government is doing nothing to keep the people safe. The security situation, in my opinion, is a complete failure, 100% failure.
Police officials said 68 Iraqis died and 120 were injured in last night's attack. Baghdad's fragile sense of security was clearly a casualty, too. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, Baghdad.